Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self Improvement Project. You find me in a place where seasonally it feels important that I'm wanting and willing to lean into more creativity, more production, more creation of all things Self Improvement Project. I will keep you updated with this as things go. It might mean an extra few episodes. It might mean creating a little bit more of an exclusive space for musings, thoughts, writings, episodes in the future. I'm not sure exactly what that looks like yet, but excited to lean into it as it comes forth. I also just want to acknowledge the wonderful response some of my self-love content has been getting recently. I did a workshop on this for subscribers months ago, but reposted it recently, and it seems to resonate and seems to have landed with a lot of people. So if you like the workshop episode, let me know. I'm happy to explore putting stuff like that together more so. And let's get into today's episode. So, along those themes of self-love, there's ways of unlocking this self-love. There's ways to tap into it a little bit more. And part of self-love is having a good life. It's having a life that we enjoy. It's having a life that we don't end up self-loathing or loathing ourselves due to our bad and poor decisions. Just think of maybe doing things like procrastination or eating unhealthily, not doing enough of the disciplined things, therefore you end up feeling like you're not worth as much. But I want to twist an idea today. I want to present to you some thoughts around what makes us feel alive. The common narrative in the last few years, maybe even decade, has been this concept of happiness. Happiness is the way forward. If we are going to have a good life, we should aim to have a happy one. And with all the research that has been done, all of the studies, and all of the general experience that goes on, there is one conclusive piece of evidence, and that is chasing happiness, trying to find it, is the most futile thing that you can do. It's elusive. It's something that you'll never actually be able to hold, nor hold on to. It's quite obvious here saying, but money is the thing that we will always want more of, but happiness is probably up there as well. And despite the joy of chasing it, even when we are not aware of this joy, reaching it is a near on impossible task. Therefore, the more we chase it, the more unhappy we get, ironically. So let's take a different angle here. Instead of looking for this pot of gold at the end of the rainbow where life suddenly gets good, we need to think more about the things that make us feel alive. The things that wake us up, the things that we sometimes feel like we would die for. Those things that ultimately and truly matter to us. So I'm titling this episode, "It's Not About What Makes You Happy, It's About What Makes You Feel Alive." Think of the last time when you were and felt alive. Was it a shocking moment? Was it a negative experience? Or was it one of pure elation? One where everything falls into place through all of your hard work? Was it a rush of adrenaline? Was it something that you tapped into to actively make you feel alive? Was it something that you stumbled across that just by chance, by accident, it made you feel alive? One thing that I find difficult with this topic is that we're told and we aim to be present in our lives. Again, something I've explored a lot of over these years, but can feel somewhat inaccessible unless we are going through deep spiritual practices. Yes, there can be moments where you stop and are present, but it is fleeting. These are moments. They are not a way of living. For instance, right now, I am in a moment where I am in flow. Of course I feel present, but I'm not thinking about being present. I'm thinking about what I'm saying, enjoying that I'm exploring something that interests me and that I can portray that and articulate that to people that want to hear about it. Being present is like picturing yourself on a beach on a sunny day where there's nobody really about, but you can hear the waves. This is the sort of thing that being present feels like. So let's think a little bit more about what we need to do to not be happy or not be present, but be alive. As I mentioned, we need to look at this quite extremely to make the point. What would we die for? Simple question. In order to live, you need to be willing to die for something. Again, you realize you only have one life when you realize that you're going to die. Or the common adage of a man realizes he has two lives, but only one when he realizes. I've absolutely murdered that. But besides the point, when you realize life is finite, you realize how much time you're wasting with the mundane. Or, perhaps more relevant for us, wasting our time worrying, stressing, being anxious about things that might not even ever happen. So when we spiral and realize that we're wasting this time, sometimes that can act as that little bit of motivation and boost that we need to find the things that we want to spend the rest of our time doing. One of my biggest fears in life is running out of time when making things that matter to me. Famous film directors talk about this art and how they accept somewhat morbidly that they'll never create everything that they want. Time is going to run out. And as motivation works in its perishable manner, we need to find those things that make us feel alive regularly, rather than think, I wish I'd spent those 10 years previously instead of being on autopilot through life, doing the things that I love. It's not about completely disregarding the path that you are on or the path that has been built for you, but it's about building your own path somewhat. Look at decorating the path that you're on, maybe adding some flower beds and some nice scenery around you so that you can enjoy the aliveness of this world that you live in. When you find what makes you feel alive, this enhances the love, elevates the love that is in your life, the love for yourself, the love for the things around you, the love of challenge, the love of choice, the love of everything around you being in sync. And even though problems never go away and there's no such thing as a utopia, these problems are the ones that are supposed to be for you. These are the ones that you will be good at overcoming better than other people because these are yours. This is not to say that you'll always be living at a 9 out of 10 life all the time. You will, majority of the time, be a 7 out of 10. Yet find the things that enhance that. Find the things that make your 7 out of 10 feel like a 9. But also, your 7 out of 10 is somebody's normal 4 out of 10. You're enhancing your life. To go back to the common narrative of how everybody else feels. Everybody thinks everybody with money has all of the peace in the world, that they are at peace within themselves. Yet, even people with all the money in the world will feel this. They'll feel potentially that lack of purpose, lack of drive, lack of direction. We all feel it. Nobody is immune to this. When we don't have direction, when we don't have purpose, when we don't have drive, when we don't have things in our life that make us feel alive. The one thing we can do is find things we love, experiment and try things that make us feel alive, and latch onto that. Better than any amount of status, any amount of money, any amount of anything in the world is having the time to do things that make you feel alive. And that's me today, guys. I hope you have enjoyed that. Please write to me with any thoughts. If you wish to take in any more musings, I write my Sunday newsletter, where I will pop the link in the show notes for you, as well as my ebook, which I don't plug enough, Your Good Life, where I share more of some of the lovely thoughts on topics like these. Otherwise, guys, have a wonderful week. You may hear from me soon if I continue down this creative path. Otherwise, guys, I will see you all next time. Cheers.